Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is the One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about taking a good look at what's in your underwear drawer and making adjustments if needed.
And there's an anonymous quote talking about underwear that says, "Life is too short to wear boring underwear." I'm just going to amen that for a quick second.
And I just want to say that that's both for husband and wife.
Like, absolutely.
Like, this goes both ways.
Absolutely. And that's what we're talking about in today's episode when we're talking about, you know, taking that look about what's in your underwear drawer. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug. And a hug is really, it's a way to celebrate what you're doing in your marriage, about the breakthroughs that you're having, about the light bulb moments or the ahas. And this hug came from a message that we had received that said, "We took our travel trailer out for a few nights and had great sex on one of the nights. When we're at home, it can be a challenge for me to let go and relax because we live with my parents and our kids moved back home in February." Okay, our kids just came, I mean, one of them just came back from college. It's a thing.
Yep.
It's a thing. "So when we were in the trailer, I told my husband, 'This is a great place to have sex.' He was wearing a shirt that said, 'Get to the choppa.'" In parentheses, she put Arnold Schwarzenegger. So you all just heard my horrible impression of Arnold Schwarzenegger saying that. She said, "I told him we could do this at home in our trailer. Our code phrase will be 'Get to the choppa.'" It was so good. I love it when you guys figure out code phrases
awesome.
That are your own special way to be able to say, "Let's go have sex right now." Yep. And it's something that only two of you know. It'll be a joke. It'll put a smile on your face. And people will be around you going, why do they always do that Arnold Schwarzenegger thing? What is that about? So, yeah, just kudos to this couple for finding out ways that they can get creative in regard to their sexual intimacy. You know, it's super special for Tony and I to be able to see you guys have breakthrough in those types of areas. And, you know, jumping into today's episode, as we're talking about what's in the underwear drawer, Tony and I recently had the opportunity to literally pop in to a Six Pillars of Intimacy small group. From time to time, those of you that are leading these groups will reach out, and if we can make it work with your schedule when you're doing the group and our schedule, we'll zoom in. Usually around the end of, you know, the 6 or 8 weeks that you guys are doing this, and here we are, we're zoomed in and we're having this conversation about favorite episodes and, you know, what's impacted marriages. And one of the wives made mention of the Holy Underwear episode, which for those of you that maybe haven't gone back this far, which would be understandable, it's episode number 166. Now, mind you, this is episode number 760. So if you haven't picked up on this one yet, it's okay. There's about 600 in between.
And I'll throw a link here in the episode notes if you want to go listen to that one.
But what was cute about this is she was talking about how impactful that episode was, because after she listened to it, she went and did, you know, exactly what we're going to be talking about today. She went and looked at her underwear drawer, did a complete underwear overhaul of what was in that drawer. And as she's telling this story, her husband just has this grin on his face like, uh-huh. And it was good. Right? Like, you could just see his joy that she had taken that step, which kind of seems like a little thing, right? Mm-hmm. Taking a look at what's in your underwear drawer, going out, buying new underwear. And this, again, this was a woman that did this, but husbands, you might need to take a look at what's in your drawer too. I'm just throwing it out there.
Can I just share one thing though, too, before we get too far into the episode? So we have a tab within our Amazon shop. It's just called Sexy Underwear for Him and for Her. I'll have a link here because we've put some underwear in there for both of you to go check out.
Yeah.
It's a starter. It's not everything, but for us, it's just more of a, hey, here are some things. And Amazon's always great. You click on something, you scroll down a little bit. Here are other products that are suggested to you. So you can go look and search from there if you want something else.
Absolutely. And, you know, hearing, and not just hearing this wife talk about it, but watching the interaction the two of them had in the middle of their small group. Because keep in mind, we were in, so, you know, zoomed into a small group. So they're having this conversation. It really got us to thinking, you know, like, we probably need to revisit this. It's been a few episodes since we've talked about underwear. And, you know, it does make a difference, people.
Mm-hmm.
People are still mind blown when I say, you know what you wear underneath your clothes matters. But it does. And it matters first and foremost to you as the person wearing the underwear. And then it matters to the person that you're married to that's going to get to see the underwear.
Mm-hmm.
It potentially can be a win-win in your marriage. And literally, you can put it on in the morning and forget about it.
And I would have to say, though, too, guys, I know typically we're more visual. It doesn't necessarily have to lead to sexual intimacy. Like, I enjoy just seeing Elisa dressed up like that when she undresses and she's like matching. And it's like, oh, she looks amazing. Like, she just matched. Believe me, when she's not matching, she's still beautiful. But I'm just saying it's visually appealing. But in my mind, I'm not like, oh, she did that, so we're going to have sex. Although there are times when she does do that where she initiates because that's how she's initiating.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's me understanding that, but it's that visual appeal. And for us guys too, hey, believe me, when your underwear start getting a little thin on the backside, it might be time to just get those things in the trash can, go on over to Amazon, go on over to your favorite store, go pick up some new ones.
Which is so funny because, like, there's a reason episode 166 was called Holy Underwear, because it was talking about the holes in underwear, right? Mm-hmm. Like the pairs that you have that, and look, we have a 20-year-old son, okay? I know that underwear, when it gets old, is really comfortable. How do I know? Because he won't get rid of his holy pairs.
Well, and hey, don't put it on him. Let's put it on you.
Mine
a little bit here.
Mine weren't comfortable. I was just lazy.
They weren't comfortable.
Well, I mean, like, it wasn't like they were extra comfortable. I was like, oh, well, they're here. Like, he totally threw me under the bus. Oh my gosh.
I did.
You did. Like, rolled over backwards twice. The reality is that sometimes we can get lazy. And I have been lazy with underwear in the past, right?
Yes.
There have been times when I haven't cared. Probably you haven't cared either about what you're wearing. And it really wasn't until we started focusing on marriage and what it looks like to be able to make your marriage a priority in different ways that we even touched on what's in the underwear drawer.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a good portion, you know, for 10, 11 years of our marriage, like, underwear was functional. Did it cover what it needed to cover? Yes. Done. Okay. You know, maybe it got, you know, like, extra fancy and, you know, whatever on a birthday and anniversary, that kind of thing.
You're catching Elisa's very much her, it's black and white. It's this or it's that. And that's okay. Where I can go in, I'm more of a little shade of gray.
Oh,
that
Mr.
time.
Gray.
Just her, it's okay. And I'm, you know, black or white. And that's who Elisa is. And I love her for it.
Are you sure?
Absolutely.
He didn't seem to love me for being black and white yesterday. That's a whole nother show.
That's another
episode
we can do on, which was based on conflict, which is on our newest book. So we are putting
focus on the underwear
practice to what we were doing there. And it wasn't about underwear. And yet Elisa for the longest time was, it was just, it's functional. It works. Who cares, Tony?
Who cares? And yet, you know, as we really started to kind of pull apart our own marriage and to look at different ways and different opportunities to connect with one another, it turns out that your underwear can actually be a part of the romance and the initiating that you're bringing into your bedroom,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, I know some of you just said, did she just say underwear can be initiated? Yes, that is.
So we're talking in the sexual intimacy department here.
Yes. Getting more than just having it be functional and it covers your body parts to having it be like, wait a minute, this may be a way to let my spouse know that I'm thinking about sex, that I desire sex, that I care what I wear for them because they matter to me.
And for yourself, like, hey, you got to look good in what you feel and what you feel good in too. I mean, you'd be surprised. And I know we talk about some of the smallest things, and yet how it can mentally impact our own confidence, our own mental image of ourselves and how we even perceive ourselves and feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it because even myself, I've been there where it's just sort of like, eh, whatever. And then I'm like, wait a minute. If I start changing my underwear and I put on something nicer that feels better on me, that I enjoy wearing, that little change can change the way I show up.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, people can be like, oh, well, it's just this minor little thing. Yeah, but that minor little thing, if it takes me from a place where I feel frumpy and old, and I just want to say this, as of today with this episode being released, I want to wish my beautiful wife, Alisa, a very, very happy 49th birthday.
Thank you.
I celebrated mine earlier in the year, or earlier in the month, but today is her actual birthday. And I want to show up. I want to look good. I want to be like, okay. And if it starts with me getting out of the shower, toweling off, and putting on a pair of underwear, that makes me go, all right. Now, I may not be exactly where I want to be, but at least it's that start for me to go, okay, I'm going to switch something.
Absolutely. Because when you put something on that makes you feel good, and some people like the word sexy, handsome, attractive, I don't really care which adjective you use. I'm mindful of the fact that not every person wants to be called sexy because there are associations with that. So whatever makes you feel good, when you are wearing something that makes you feel good and it's not purely functional, you will show up differently. You will go through your day differently. Just knowing that you've got like a fun color on, you've got a fun fabric on, you've got something on that when you look in the mirror, you're like, yeah, that's me. And I like what I see in the mirror. It changes how you interact with your spouse. And underwear can be visually stimulating for both of you. I know there's a lot made about men, you know, being visual creatures and that type of thing. But ladies, if I can just talk to you for a second. If it doesn't look good, we will be turned off. So if he's wearing old ratty underwear and we're like, oh, great. Like it may not, you know, he might not have to be wearing, you know, like a tight Speedo type, you know, European style. I'm thinking of that because Tony always jokes when we're going to the beach.
Well,
like, I'm gonna wear Speedos.
There's a couple of sites you can go to, a fun one, and be ready because it can be just a little bit on the edgier side is Shinesty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put a link here. We do have some in that sexy underwear for him and for her on our Amazon shop area. I put some different things there. Because, and these are also underwear that I have worn over the years, anywhere from silk to tighter, like the short boxers type stuff, things of that nature. Some have fun prints, some don't. It just, for us guys too, just going like, I feel good in this. And believe me, if the waistband is too tight, that can be frustrating. I've been there many a times. So it's like, well, those underwear aren't going to go on. And sometimes it's because of weight gain. Sometimes they're falling off because of weight loss. I mean, that is a real thing.
Buy stuff that fits.
For where you are now, and you may have to change it as that changes.
I we've both done that. But, you know, being in this place of ladies, knowing what your man looks good at, right? And being able to communicate that with him in a way that he understands that you see him and that there are certain types of underwear that you do find appealing. And let him know. It's helpful that for our men to know, oh, she likes to see me in boxers. She likes to see me in, you know, in this color. She like, it's okay, ladies, for us to tell our men what we like to see them in. Why are you chuckling?
Because I'm on the Shinesty site and their tab thing says home of ball hammock pouch underwear, which is true. And they're wonderful.
That is their tagline, ball hammock.
Yeah. It's just funny.
But the other thing too with your underwear is that, you know, when you do put on something that makes you feel really good about yourself, it can be an opportunity in that initiating and romance to be thinking about your spouse during the day, right? To be thinking like, oh my gosh, like I'm dressed up like this. Maybe today's the day I'm going, because it's one of my days to initiate, or I'm going to flirt, or I'm going to do whatever. You might just say, hey, I'm wearing that favorite blue pair or that favorite blue set or whatever it might be. I know we've gotten emails from people in the past where like, my spouse just took a picture of just like the fabric and sent me, you know, like, I have to give the disclosure. If you are sending pictures, sexy pictures, be mindful that electronic devices, nothing ever truly gets erased. So make sure if you're doing that, you're behind an encrypted, you know, on an encrypted app, or just send snapshots, tiny little snapshots of the material, so you're not actually sending pictures yourself. Just be careful, people.
Yep.
Be careful. Ultimately, I want to encourage you to think about underwear being a tool in your toolbox.
Yeah.
Like as we're talking about that and you start thinking about, okay, what's in my drawer? Like every piece of attractive, colorful, sexy, you know, you describe it, underwear is a tool in your toolbox. It's an opportunity for the two of you to use that as a connection tool. And we want to talk about how you can really, you know, like identify what's in your underwear drawer and build it out so that it's really amazing after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counter full of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back and we're talking about what to do with your underwear drawer as it currently stands right now, which again, you know, where else besides the One Extraordinary Marriage Show are you going to kind of get like the how to's on your underwear drawer? I heard myself say it and I'm like, did I just say it? Yes. Yes. Because you have to take stock of what's in there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pull out those pairs. How long have you had them? You better believe every time I get noticed that there's an underwear sale, I'm at least scrolling through to see, ooh, are there any new pairs or colors? Now, that does not mean I buy new underwear every time I get notice of like a Victoria's Secret underwear. No, that's not what that means. But I look to see what's out there.
I just want to say one thing. As research for this episode, I did a little visual of the underwear drawers, like mine and Elisa's. Just to get a little visual of like, how are these looking? Like, let's take some stock of what we got going on.
Oh boy. Okay. First of all, personality styles are revealed in underwear drawers. Okay. So let me just put that disclaimer.
So mine are nicely folded to the right of my drawer, to the left of my underwear are my socks, nicely folded. And they're there. And I look through them. There are some that are Shinesty style, mm-hmm. like my nice ball hammocks there. And some are those tighter ones. The Jinshi, I have a couple of pairs of those still left. Those are a little tighter because I've gained about 24 pounds since last July. So those have gone like really tight. I have some new boxers. I do have some older ones. They're not holy. They're older, but they look pretty good. I'm like looking at my drawer and I'm like, solid.
I love that you were doing research for this episode. Go ahead.
I open up Elisa's drawer and things start sort of like piling out.
Are you going to post pictures of our underwear drawers? Like,
if anybody asks, maybe I will. Okay. But I won't. I just won't post them up there.
Okay. Fair.
I open it, and it's there's no rhyme or reason that's happening in this drawer. That's all I got to say. There's no rhyme or reason that's happening. They are just shoved in there in any which way. Mm-hmm. Socks included. Bras, I think, are somewhere else because mm-hmm. I think it's only, yeah. that's. But
it's a shallow drawer.
Yep, yeah, it's a shallow drawer. So okay. So but the socks are intermingled with the underwear, and in what I've come to realize, the underwear that get worn the most are the ones that are at the front of the drawer. And so in my research, what's wrong, baby doll? This is the research I did.
Okay, this is episode 760. This is the most research Tony has ever done for an episode. I'm just throwing it out there.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
and the analysis that you're providing in this episode. Go ahead.
So I realize that the underwear that are closest to the front of the drawer,
yes,
are the ones I always get worn. And I've realized some of them that I like, colors and styles, they've sort of gone missing. I don't see them on Elisa anymore. I'm like, where did these poor underwear go? They're still good. There's plenty of life left in these underwear. And so what I've decided to start doing at times, I'll just step into our closet where we have our built-in, and I'll grab the ones I like, and I'll move those underwear, and I'll say, hey guys, you know what? You're gonna get an opportunity to be on Elisa here this week. I'm gonna pull you to the front and push the other ones back.
I have not laughed so hard in an episode. I can't tell you how long. That is the best. You do realize, I think, maybe you don't realize. Do you realize the difference in textures between the ones I wear more frequently and the ones I think you're referring to?
Yeah, absolutely. You like the silkier feel, the softer.
Totally like, yeah.
Where I'm just pulling up some of that like
the lacy ones.
The blue one, yeah. The green one that are just a little more lacy.
Yep.
I understand why that is.
And then we had a moment last week, again, in preparation for the show where I was cleaning out my closet. Well, I wasn't cleaning out the closet in preparation for the show, but as an add-on to this episode, where like I had, because when we moved into this house, the underwear drawer was much shallower, so I couldn't keep all of my underwear in the drawer. And so I pulled out a whole bunch of pairs and I was cleaning out the closet. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's like a whole box of underwear here. And Tony just looks at me and goes, is that where they went? Is that where they've been hiding? Where is this? Well, what is this thing you speak of? So take stock of what's in your drawer and, you know, think about what needs to go. Because mm-hmm. chances are really good there's at least one pair, both husbands and wives, at least one pair that probably has seen better days, and you're actually not going to miss it if it goes.
For us, I think since episode 166, many, 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 many years ago, we have been more conscious of that. So I didn't see any in either drawer. I mean, you do have your underwear that are time of your month.
I know for sure you did not go. No, you did not go through every pair.
No, I didn't.
My drawer overwhelms you.
Yes, I mean you definitely have those underwear that are just your time of the month underwear, and totally get it. So we're not like, I get those ones, but I'm just saying overall, I remember at one point in time. I mean, we pulled out underwear, and I mean, there's holes in yours and mine, and we're just like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. So you got to think about what needs to go, and also what might be a welcome addition to the mix. So whether that is new underwear, guys, in different colors, prints, patterns, textures, ladies, same for you. If it's thinking about matching sets, and there are companies like Shinesty where you can actually get his and her matching sets. Mm-hmm. So not just she matches, but you match with
together.
Yeah. So that could be a thing. Here's another aspect of this. If your spouse doesn't want to go or doesn't like to go shopping for underwear, then, you know, you can spoil them. I'm not mm-hmm. opposed to husbands and wives spoiling each other when it comes to underwear. So that could be, like Tony said, checking out the sexy underwear for him and for her on Amazon, right? That's one easy way to do it. You can get on there. You can be like, hey, you can actually had one of my, you know, somebody hit me up the other day and say, what do you think about an underwear gift card for my spouse? And I'm like, not opposed to it.
Let's go.
Not opposed to it. Because then they get to shop and you get to reap the benefits of it. And, you know, it's thinking through that. We had, I remember years ago, there was...
Can I just say something right here?
Yeah.
When it comes to the buying part of it, I think there is a part where our emotional intimacy...
Oh, yes, please.
...gets going here. Like this is just understanding what your spouse likes and enjoys. And one way that I have done this in the recent past is if I find something, I will just shoot like a picture of it and send it to Elisa, because it gauges, it allows me to understand, hey, this looks cute. Would you want this? And if she's like, nay, and then I'm like, okay, she doesn't like, and her just even telling me here, the reason why I'm not wearing those ones as much is because it's the lace. And so even in this conversation right now, I picked up some vital information. Okay, she doesn't like that lacy stuff. She looks really cute in the other ones, which are more silky and soft and everything. Great. Then what I will do is when I'm just sort of plopping around shopping, I'll look for ones that are that way for her. Mm-hmm. They may be more colorful or something of that nature. They may have pattern or something of that. But I tried to stick to, hey, what does Elisa enjoy being in? Because mm-hmm. I want her to feel confident in what she's wearing and not me buying it. And then I'm like, well, why aren't you wearing it?
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
Because then you're like, I bought it for you and you said, eh, okay, but then I bought it anyways, thinking you'd wear it often, and now you don't, and really it's because you don't like it. So it's okay if you tell me you don't like it. I'd rather buy you something that you're going to wear and enjoy and that we can enjoy together.
And that's not just about textures. That's also about colors. People are really sensitive to color and feel really confident in certain colors and less confident in other colors.
Mm-hmm.
So have the conversation. Don't just assume that, you know, you're husband or your wife always wants to wear, you know, black or purple or orange. Like, have the conversation, because it sets you up for success.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're being asked these questions, like let's say your spouse is saying, hey, I'd like to get you some new underwear. What's your favorite? Don't be like, I don't know, or whatever you want, because if they buy you the wrong color or they buy you the wrong texture, they're going to expect you to wear it because you didn't have an opinion. So have an opinion. It's totally okay. I'd rather you do that. Right. Think of fun ways to change up the underwear drawer. And what I mean by this is, I remember years ago we had a listener. We were talking, it was right around Christmas time. We were talking about 12 Days of Christmas. And so every day for the 12 Days of Christmas, they gave their spouse a new pair of underwear.
Oh, I remember that,
which
too.
Which I just thought was brilliant. Yeah, how fun is that to open that up? But, you know, there's 12 months in the year. You guys could both decide, hey, you know what? We're going to get one new pair every month. Well, by the end of the year, you've got 12 new pairs of underwear. That's pretty much a complete overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be intentional about that every month and just kind of work that in, one, into your budget, financial intimacy, two, have the conversations about it, emotional intimacy, and then it plays out into your physical and sexual intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Underwear, 4 separate pillars. Okay. I know you thought we were all just talking about sexual intimacy, but theoretically, you can get into 4 separate pillars of intimacy just by talking about it. And finally, I just want to say, you know, when we were talking about what is in your underwear drawer and what you need to do about it, don't just wear the special underwear on special days. And what I mean by that is, it can be really easy to be like, oh, well, I'm saving that for our anniversary, or I'm saving that for, you know, his birthday or her birthday. No. Wear the special underwear. Because it will make the day special. It will give you an opportunity to connect. It's kind of like saving the good china for only when, I don't know if people have china anymore, but this used to be a thing when we got married. You would save the good china for like the really nice dinner parties. And I remember seeing so many stories about people being like, we didn't have that many dinner parties. But if we just used the good china every day, then it would have made every day special. Same thing with the underwear. Don't just say, you know, don't just wear your, like, you know, run of the mill everyday stuff all the time and just save it for like, oh, you know, it's the first Friday of the second Thursday. Like, don't be weird. Wear the good underwear all the time. And do that with the intention of making your marriage a priority.
Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And more importantly, that you do an inventory on your underwear drawer. That you go through it. Go listen to episode 166 on Holy Underwear. But do an inventory. Go through it. Determine what needs to just be put in the trash. And then go out and go buy yourself some sexy underwear. Some fun underwear. Some colorful underwear. Ones that fit you the way they need to fit you. In the body you're in right now. That give you confidence. That make you go, you know what? I feel good about myself. And I'm excited to live out where I'm at right now with my spouse. And you can do that. And as you've seen, as Elisa shared, you're impacting your 6 pillars of intimacy. And when you're strengthening your pillars of intimacy, you will have the extraordinary marriage you desire. You guys have yourselves a fun time this week as you look through your underwear drawers. Maybe share some with your spouse, what you're thinking of getting, what you're getting rid of, and then maybe go a step farther and see what happens between the sheets. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.